From 1 till 4. Afternoons with Matt Webb. Cambridge
105. So it is a fraction after 2:30 and it is the first Tuesday of the month, which means it is Charity of the Month time. And I'm pleased to announce that Cambridge 105's Charity of the Month for June is Headway Cambridgeshire. And joining me now from the organisation is Madeline Rice. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
So tell us a bit about Headway Cambridgeshire for people who aren't familiar with the work of the charity, first of all.
Okay, we are a charity that provides rehabilitation to people with brain injuries of all sorts. And we have two hubs, one in Fulbourne and one in Peterborough. And it's often the case that people, after they have had all the help they can get from the hospital, that then they're sent home and there isn't an awful lot left for them around about. So we're the only local charity that provides those sort of services for people and their families. And we provide all sorts of things. Because you see, the thing about brain injury is that no two people are the same and no two brain injuries are the same. And so we try and tailor our services to the needs of the individual. Whether that be, you know, memory problems, fatigue problems, cognitive impairments. And we do that in a variety of ways. In the gym, horticulturist in the garden, you know, life skills, all sorts of things, depending on really what that person needs and what their aims are and what, you know, what they hope for the future.
And of course, brain injury can affect anybody at any time of their lives, can't it?
Yes, absolutely. You could stand up and knock your head wrong on the corner of a cupboard door and you would sustain a brain injury if you were unfortunate. But it comes from, people don't think of stroke as being brain injury, but of course it is. And the results of meningitis can be brain injuries. So it's it covers an awful lot of conditions. But of course, it in a town like Cambridge, you know, bike accidents and those sort of things are quite common, sadly.
And how many people across Cambridgeshire are you actively supporting at the moment?
We are actively support. It's very difficult to tell you that because we have about 60 people coming into our hubs. But we also support about 700 people in the community because we provide that service to both a kind of information service and a support service and a one-to-one service. And also any number of people will ring and ask for information, and we run social groups, and so it's quite a lot of people.
So the information service, is that a telephone support line?
The headquarters of Headway provides that, but we, you know, we can send out fact sheets, we can send out experts from the hub to talk to people and see what it is that they would, you know, find most helpful. So it depends on the individual, really, really does. And I really, really hate it when everyone lumps people with brain injuries into one great big pot, because it's just so not like that.
And I suppose you help people with therapies as well.
Yes, as occupational therapists will assess. And, you know, sometimes people need something like, I mean, imagine not being able to remember how to make a cup of tea or, you know, tell someone you love them. I mean, it's these sort of communication issues often. And so an occupational therapist can come into the people's homes and maybe just take them shopping for the first time, you know, go on a bus, learn how to do a weekly shop again, you know, go through some recipes. So it's simple things and complicated things that we do.
What about vocational support?
We have a course which we're just starting actually now called Connections, which is helping people to get back into the world of work or of volunteering, again dependent on, you know, the abilities and hopes for the individual. So that's a 12-week free course for people who've got brain injuries who can come and make that transition perhaps from being at home, being in rehabilitation, to actually out in the world again.
And I suppose adaptive equipment is also an important thing to mention as well, because if people have experienced a brain injury, they can find it difficult using things that we take for granted ourselves.
Absolutely. I remember when I first started working at Headway, sort of looking at some of the stuff in the kitchen, the equipment in the kitchen, you know, left-handed, right-handed knives and forks and special adapted chopping boards and things I'd never even thought of. And in the garden, special trowels with extra handles, things you just don't know about unless you have worked with people with brain injury, and all that stuff is vital. You know, just to be able to dig a corner of the garden with the right implement can make all the difference.
And you have a whole host of volunteers, and this is quite fitting actually because it is National Volunteering Week this week, and you've got some volunteers helping you with a horticultural project. Tell us about that.
Bless them. Some people from Marks and Spencer's in Cambridge, and they are all heroes, came to the hub in Fulbourne this morning and, despite lashing rain and wind, have been digging a pond out for us, and they are absolutely covered in mud. I left the office and they were still at it. So I'd like to thank all of them very much indeed for their efforts.
And of course, your general volunteers play an important role in supporting people too.
Vital. I mean, volunteers, I think most organisations would grind to a halt if it wasn't for volunteers. I mean, they're the backbone of so many organisations, and us especially, and we're always looking for volunteers. So if anyone is at all interested in coming and working for us, we would love to have you.
And of course, we've mentioned it already that Headway Cambridgeshire is part of the Headway organisation, as it were. You're a national charity. Is it a matter of you fundraising locally and you keep that money, or do you fundraise it nationally and it gets distributed locally? How does that work?
Each of the Headways are autonomous beings, if you like, and so we fundraise and apply for grants and as an individual charity. We get support from the headquarters, but no, we fundraise and the money comes to us.
We'll come on to fundraising again in just a moment, but I've been having a look on your website and you've got some rather big names as patrons and ambassadors of your organisation. One of them that stands out to me is the writer and broadcaster Andrew Marr.
Yes, bless him. He suffered a stroke himself 3 or 4 years ago, and I think since then has felt a great deal of sympathy for people with brain injuries. And it was wonderful when he came to the hub, actually, because I think he gave the clients a sense of possibility, because many of them have had strokes and they could see him, you know, striding around doing a job, being so high profile. And I think it was comforting for them. And yes, they were very excited to meet him.
And I suppose people have seen his recovery journey on television, because he came back to work on his show, The Andrew Marr Show, pretty quickly after experiencing that stroke.
I think it was. I don't know exactly how long, but it was probably a year and a half or so. It was quite quick. I mean, he says himself that he's in a very fortunate position of being able to afford all sorts of treatment. He's quite open about the fact, and he's very brave at trying. He tries all sorts of things to try and move his own rehabilitation forward. But not everyone is as fortunate. And, you know, that's what he said when he came, that if it wasn't for organisations like us, there wouldn't be a lot else, unless you have got a lot of money that you can spend on specialist treatments, which most people haven't.
Mm. And one of the other patrons I want to shine a light on is Hayley Turner. She's an ex-jockey.
Yes. She's, again, is interested in brain injury, because there is obviously a connection between that world and brain injury. You know, people fall off their horses, sadly. And so she's done lots of fundraising things for us. She's very enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. We're glad to have her.
So when it comes to fundraising, what sort of things do you do as an organisation?
We, as an organisation, we apply for grants, and, you know, some of our funding comes in through fees, which we have to subsidise because they're never enough. It's the usual sort of charity situation. But individuals do all sorts of things, from Morris dancing to running races. We're having 5 races over the summer, which are organised by Hoo Ha, which are a local events organisation, and the runners are raising money for Headway Cambridgeshire. So again, that is a volunteering opportunity if anyone wants to be a marshal for one of those. They're on our website. But so that's a great thing, you know, see 650 runners pounding up a hill and you're sort of hoping that a few of them have made a few donations. So you know, we get, people are very, very committed. I mean, there's one lovely person called Charlie who works in a gym who's raised $2,000 just, you know, doing small things and getting people involved, and she, you know, she persists with it. And if it wasn't for people like that, I don't know where we'd be, really. We would be, well, a lot worse off, and people with brain injuries would be a lot worse off.
And if people want to donate, can they do that via Just Giving?
They can do that just via Just Giving. The best thing probably to do is to go on our website and have a look. All the information is there.
And of course, if you're a UK-based taxpayer, for every £1 that you donate, you can claim 25p back.
Yes,
is that right?
It's really worth doing. I mean, you do find that, you know, you think you've raised a certain sum of money and then you get this extra bit and it feels like, you know, really, really good. So everyone should try, if they can, if they're taxpayers, to do the gift aid thing.
And finally, if people want to get sort of get involved with Headway, maybe they've suffered a brain injury or they know someone that suffered with a brain injury, how does your scheme work? Is it a referral-based system?
It can be referred. You can refer yourself, your family can refer you, a doctor can refer you, hospital. We have two brain injury coordinators at the hospital at Addenbrookes, so they're there to help in that, on those dark first days when the accident has just happened. So there's all sorts of avenues in. The door is open.
Well, Madeline, it's been fantastic talking to you. And of course, my colleague Lee Chambers will be down to your organisation over the course of the next month to talk to some of the people using your services at the moment. And of course, we'll feature those across Cambridge 105. But for now, Madeline, thank you very much for joining me on Cambridge 105 this afternoon to talk about Headway Cambridgeshire.
Thank you.